Coach, start positively here. The defense, outstanding again. You held another team under 100 yards by my totals. 81 yards of total offense for Northern Garrett, Maryland tonight. The defense, again, came up strong.
Yeah, that's been our savior all the time, you know. And offense, we had our chances, just couldn't punch in. Stupid penalty bug bit us again, you know. Kept in there. And special teams defense tonight kept us in the ballgame.
Talk about that second half. You had the ball inside the red zone three different occasions, and you came away with a turnover and two stops inside because of penalties. End up back out of the red zone towards your own 37-yard line at one point. Talk about that.
Yeah, and they were just uncommon penalties. I think there's two tripping calls. I don't know if I've ever had one in all the time we've ever coached, you know.
So. And a chop block.
Yeah, and a chop block, something we don't ever do or teach, and it just happened that way. Like I said, defense kept us in there, and great game tonight.
But my totals here unofficially, Seth Underwood, 123 yards rushing on 24 carries. He was a bell cow again tonight.
Yeah, just like I said, him and Armstrong, it's going to be week to week what they give us. You don't know who's going to be the hot guy that night. Underwood happened to be last week and this week. And, you know, a lot of teams don't respect that quarterback, you know, and we got to use him.
Well, speaking of our defense, it's played outstanding all year long, and we'll bring in defensive coordinator Shane Eckel. Talk about the defense tonight. Talk about what a great job they've done all year long.
Well, the kids, that starts with the kids. They buy in and you know, they get after in practice. And Coach had a good point there this week of practicing with no ball, and we did that all week. We practiced defense with no ball to understand to do your jobs. I mean, that's how we play defense, and everybody counts that the other 10 guys are going to do their job and allows us to get out and play, and we just like to get after it.
Bring in Coach Rapp again. You and I talked last night, and the key to this game, you wanted to hit the quarterback every play you could, and you did that. And we knew once sooner or later that little read play they were trying to do if the handoff was going to bite him, and it did with a big fumble in the second half, but you put a lick on that quarterback all night long.
Yeah, I mean, that's like just what Coach said there. We practiced all week without a football. It was just assignment football, you know, and when you're playing a team's option like that, triple option, you know, dive, you know, got the pitch, got the quarterback keep if they want. We're going responsibility, put all our kids have responsibility, and our DNs did a nice job tonight containing that quarterback, our outside linebacker. I thought Zach Haddock stepped up great tonight playing that middle force, filling in places there, and, you know, it was a great job by all of them.
Yeah, Coach, got to bring it up. Warfield next week. Everybody's had that circled on the little schedule, and probably more than anybody, Moorfield. You beat them twice last year, once in regular season, once in the playoffs. I know it's, you know, a week away, but let's hear your thoughts on Moorfield.
Yeah, it's the next game on the schedule. That's why we tell the kids, you know, enjoy tonight. You know, we get started tomorrow, look at Moorfield, get on tape and stuff, and that's all we do week to week. We play it week to week, and, you know, and hopefully it goes our way again next week. But don't, we'll just get on the next, you know, look at next week and see who it is. And, you know, I don't want to make a big rival out of Moorfield. Yeah, we had a nice job last year, beat them twice. I know their coach, you know, they're having a little reconstruction down there at their school now, and I offered our field that we come up here and play, and he wouldn't return the favor. He said he got beat up here twice last year, so he wasn't coming back. So.
Well, but, you can't blame him for that one. But talk a little bit about, you know, Tyler Birchland's Coach Eckel, I know, you know, Mikel Lewis is gone, and you had to replace that defensive end. And, Lewis did a nice job last year, but just I know he's wearing the same number as Lewis, but he's not Lewis. Talk a little bit about his development. You know, this is only his third year playing football, and he's doing a fantastic job on the defensive end.
Yeah, Burcham's only a sophomore, and so, you know, we have nine new faces defensively, similar offensively. And it goes back to guys preparing themselves. And it goes back to January, February, March, April, May, June, July, when these guys are in the weight room sweating when it's 90 degrees and doing the right things then, because now they're doing the right things. It allows them to play at the caliber they're playing. And he's really starting to understand what it is. And as they get more reps, they start to understand the flow of the game. The kids get in, they get after it. And like I said, they start to take some pride about it. And like we talked about, Coach talked about this. Hey, it's great. We got a shutout tonight. That was one of our goals. Tonight defensively is hold them under 7 points. And, you know, next week it may be the offense having to score 20 to bail us out. That's just the way it goes week to week. You know, we do what we can to help get the W. And this is a big win for us at home. I mean, it is. But this team, this is a big win.
Okay, Coach, you get a weapon back next week. And also Zerk, he's eligible to play next week. You got four straight games on the road. Talk about Zerk and talk about the four-game road trip coming up.
Yeah, Austin, you know, everybody knows the situation there. You know, at least knows he didn't come out. And he had some, you know, some heart-to-heart talk with some of our guys, and he wanted to come back, and our boys accepted him back. And, You know, it's a good thing about this small town, small community, great kids at our high school. It's just representation of how the kids, you know, and how our whole high school's ran and everything in and around there. We're going to welcome anybody back with open arms, and not just because he's a great athlete. You know, he was for us last year. But you watch him on the sidelines the first 3 weeks, it looked like somebody was just removing pieces of him at a time that he wasn't between the lines, you know. And him coming back next week, he's going to be a shot in the arm for us. He's going to give some guys some breaks when he needs to. And, you know, he's going to add that offensive element we may have been missing a little bit tonight, you know.
What's your plan to use him? What's your role? What do you think his role is going to be coming back next week?
Probably guard, you know. I'm not going to give anything away right now. Okay. But we'll see how it goes there. Definitely he's going to be in the backfield. You know, he's going to be one of our receivers. And we're just going to see how it goes from there.
Will he help you on defense too?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, he's going to give, like I said, he may not be the number one guy. He's going to be, you know, but he's going to give guys breaks when we need him. And depth's a great thing for us.
Yeah, one thing that, you know, me and Chris talked about before you come up here is he's that guy that gives you the home run threat every time. And when he touches the ball, he's capable of taking it to the house. And that's something you've really been lacking. You know, nothing against the guys out there on offense, just the inexperience. But he gives you that. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, ideally last year we had him and Armstrong both in the backfield with Derek Nestor. And you know, Armstrong's more of our pound tough kid. You know, he made some tough runs tonight. Boy, he made some, mm-hmm. You know, he made some extra yardage after carries, and you know, he laid that one on the carpet. But Zach's a great kid. He had plenty of opportunities tonight to lay down and not pick up. I mean, he fumbled one. He's our finest example of play the next play. That's what we tell him all the time. Don't worry about the last one because you're not going to make it. There's nothing you can do. Let's make this play up.
I know you want to take it one game at a time. Every coach does, but talk about that those four games in a row on the road. Last year it was four in a row at home, and you got on a big roll during that stretch last year. Now it's the other way around. Talk about the four-game road trip coming up.
Yeah, I mean, ideally that's not something you really want to do, you know, especially I wish we could have flipped it. I'd rather had that team last year going on the road just because they were more experienced. It's not four – there's not one of those four that's a cupcake team, you know what I'm saying? So we're going on the road to play four tough teams at their places. Our kids just play. You know, I don't know if the field makes a great difference. I mean, we have great fans here and great things like that. We don't have to travel. But I tell you what, our kids just play football.
My last question, you start this season 3-0, and probably if you – you know, we talked to you at the beginning of the season, that you probably would take that definitely with the inexperience. Talk about how 3-0 is going to help those four games on the road.
You know, looking at the season ahead, we knew how young and green we were coming in. And winning three games as green as we are gives us a great opportunity to prepare for these next four games coming down the road. You know, ideally, yeah, I'd like to have that baby up there about 50-0, you know, like last year and some of those games like that. But we knew that coming in, we were going to be in battles week to week to week to week. And I tell you what, our kids respond to that. They're battlers. They are.
Everybody healthy out of this game tonight? Anybody get shaken up or hurt?
No, not that we know. I mean, there's always going to be bumps and bruises. And, you know, of course, Corey Hanlon seen limited time tonight. We put him on offense the second half coming out just to kind of give us a shot in the arm, which he did.
Yeah, right tackle.
He did well. And, you know, we couldn't use him full time. He played some defense early on in the game. But, you know, he's the only one we've had any concerns about.
Well, guys, I want to wish you the best of luck in practice this week. Big game next week with Moorefield. And congratulations on a 3-0 start. 7 points allowed in three games. I'll take that any day.
Not bad.
You like that, don't you, Coach?
We'll take that.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I am going to give a shout-out to Billy Plum tonight because I'm telling you what, as a kid that you may not notice, a defensive tackle as a senior for us that came out. And
he was in on a lot of stops tonight.
He has really come along for us, and he's busted his hump. And, you know, like I said, there's the type of kids that we've got, new starters that are, you know, just coming along and playing. Yeah, I mean, guys, and like Coach said, kids are stepping up, and that's the thing. You know, kids continue to step up, and this is actually a big game for us. We needed a game like this, I think, before we go on the road.
Yeah.
So. Well, anytime a single-A team can build depth, that's definitely an advantage for any single-A team in the state.
Absolutely.
Okay, that is Coach Echol and Coach Rapp, their thoughts on our post-game show about the victory tonight and the upcoming four-game road trip, including the first game of that four-game stretch next week with the Moorefield Yellow Jack.